Hello, welcome to Confessions of an Actress. Reboot. It's Meredith Patterson. It's still me, and this is the first episode of a new season. I am so excited to be back because I have some wonderful interviews coming your way. You guys, it's been quite a while since I've talked to anybody on this podcast except for myself. So thank you if you've been listening for a while. For 5 years now, I have had this podcast. If you've listened to all the episodes and all the interviews, I just want to say thank you because there are millions of podcast episodes out there. And for some reason, you chose me. So I think there's a reason for that. Not some reason, but there's a reason for that because I believe in manifesting and I believe in following your gut, following your bliss, following your heart. So we're going to talk about that today. We are going to talk about 3 tips that I have learned to manifest success and ways that I have used it for myself. So are you ready? Is everybody ready to get into it? I'm so excited. Thank you for joining me on Confessions of an Actress. You know, I listen to a lot of podcasts and I kind of laugh at how picky I am about my audio because there are some podcasts I listen to like Gary Vee, who I love, where he's just living his life and he just records what he's saying at wherever he is. And it's not brilliant audio. And I think I need this $400 mic and all this stuff, but I just need to jump in and do what I love. I have the gift of gab, and that's what people have told me, to continue my podcast and just keep going and telling my stories and interviewing people. So that's what I'm going to be doing because I, for some reason, manifested this podcast and came to do it on a dare 5 years ago. And I love it. I really do. I really love being on a podcast, anyone else's podcast. I'm actually going to be on a lot of episodes of different podcasts, which if you follow me on social media, please be sure to keep track of all the ones that are coming up that I'm going to be on. But I also love hosting this. So let's get into it. 3 tips to manifest success. You guys, this is something that I have done in my life before I even really knew what it was. If you've read my book, Confessions of an Actress from Chorus Girl to Broadway Star, I talk about how I am going to be on Broadway in the year 2000. And I stood up in my English class and I told everybody that was that's where I was going to be. And people laughed and they kind of snickered. And what's amazing to me is that is the exact date that I made my Broadway debut. And I starred on Broadway at 25, which was also something that I said I was going to do. And sometimes I'm really fearful and sometimes I'm really fearless about things. Like I will manifest stuff that I'm like, that's not a big deal. I can totally do that. And for some other people, they'd be like, oh my God, what? And it happens, you guys. It is just, I have wavered back and forth in my career from holding on to this belief. And it's not as easy as it sounds to manifest things because our brain gets in the way. We are the ones who get in the way of our bliss. So let's get into what the 3 tips are, you guys, because this episode is going to be quick because it's just me. And I've got a lot of interviews coming up that I'm so excited to share with you. I'm not even going to tell you who they are, but I've manifested some of them. So it's exciting. So 3 tips to manifest success. The first one that you want is what I said in my English class. You want to state what you want and then you want to claim it. So you want to say what you want, but you want to say it as if it's already happened. You thank the universe for it. That's what I do. I literally say thank you for blank. And I'll tell you a story. My husband and I, for a long time, especially during the pandemic, we have been waiting and waiting for the right and perfect house that we want to move back into. We were in 2-bedroom, 2-bath. It was so small. You know, our kids were 5 and 8 when we moved to Montana. And that was fine. They were sharing a room and all that stuff. But now it just got to be the point where that was all they were fighting about. They were so annoyed. We were so annoyed. It was just, we were outgrowing this place. So we had been talking about moving, but we're like, oh my God, we're a 2-artist household. It's sometimes very hard to move into a house. It's a huge commitment. And I said, as my husband came back from tour, because if you guys know and you've been listening to this for a while, he is with Trans-Siberian Orchestra. So he comes off tour in January And I said, go to Home Depot and get moving boxes. And he was like, oh, what's going on? And I'm like, go to Home Depot and get moving boxes because we are moving. And I said it to him, not with a panic, not with a, it's going to happen, or not like I'm wanting it to happen, that it's already happened. So start packing up stuff. And I just started packing. And he was kind of like, what are you doing? We don't even know where we're going yet. We have no prospects, nothing signed, nothing. And I said, we are moving March 1st. Well, I have to tell you, it was amazing how fast everything happened because we found a place within 2 weeks. And the guy who, you know, got us our place, he said, you need to move in now. And it was like, we moved in on Valentine's Day. We moved in. We found it in 2 weeks. We moved in on Valentine's Day. And it literally was exactly what we wanted. And I just couldn't even believe it. It happened faster than I thought. So I say that because it's possible if you can get an alignment and if you can state what you want and then claim it, like, yes, I made that happen. I really believe that me stating that we were moving March 1st, I made that happen. My husband actually said it. He goes, well, you said it. You said we were moving. And I was like, yeah, and we did. And it was amazing. So that's the first tip. State it and claim it and say and believe and trust. That was because of me. That sometimes is hard for people. But please try this. Just try it on like a cup of coffee. Or try it on like, you know, sometimes I say, you know, I'm going to state that I don't have to set the coffee pot for the morning. My husband's going to do it. And I just claim it and he does it. I don't know if that's the same thing, but it's pretty funny to me. So that's the first tip. State it and claim it. The right and perfect blank will come. Fill in the blank with what it is you already have and thank the universe for it. I am so happy and thankful now that I have whatever it is that you have been dreaming about. It is really hard sometimes when the dream is as big as a house. Literally, it can be very hard, but you can do it. You can do it. And I have so many examples of it that I won't share all of them, but that's one big one that just happened to me. The second tip is to align your energy or master your energy and visualize yourself having it already. This can be very hard for some people, you guys. You have to believe it. You have to claim it, state it, believe it, see it, and feel it. So I saw myself in the house. I saw myself in my own room, my boys having their own room, space, a front yard, a backyard, all those things. And act as if it is already yours. When you're in that alignment and you master that energy, it is so powerful what happens. And if you sometimes, you know, it's not that you have to have this energy 24/7 because you can have dips of like frustration or fear or doubt because we're all human beings and we'll have that. But the way that you get into alignment and the way that you master your energy, the way that I do it is listening to music because mood shifting music or having some kind of playlist is so powerful. There's so many songs that make me just giddy, but you have to find what is the song for you, and it may change, but you need to find the song that when you put it on, it puts you in a different place. It literally changes your vibe. There's a song that's out right now that's like sampling other songs and things like that, but it's called Boo Thing, and my kids sing it. You're my little boo thing. And all I want to do is get whatever the words are. I don't know what the words are, but my little one, and they just start dancing and doing like old hip hop moves. And it just brings such a smile to my face, but not a smile. I literally feel the vibration of my body change. That is what I'm talking about. That's the music that you need to change your energy and align your energy like it's already happened. And I am trying so, I'm trying so many things that I'm trying to manifest or that I am manifesting. See, do you see, I still kind of talk in a doubtful way sometimes because I'm still learning. I've been working on this for decades and I still sometimes think, ooh, that dream is too big. I don't know if it's going to happen. But I've already done so many huge dreams, you guys, that people go, how did you star on Broadway at 25 years old? I just did it. Now, I did a lot of work. This doesn't mean that you sit back and you don't do any work to get there. You have to do all the work. You have to also do all the trusting that the work is being done for you in terms of the energetic alignment. But you have to take those gut feelings and those gut moments and take action without fear. That is something that I did with my husband. I said, go and get those boxes. We are moving. Get ready. We're packing things up. That's a pretty big, bold, fearless move to do and to do it fully in the right vibration. Does that make sense? Are you guys still with me? I hope, because it is a lot of information and it's also a lot of shifting, but your energy, it has to feel good. If it doesn't feel good, then it's not right. I'm not kidding. It has to feel good. And a lot of times my fear that I have alongside a really big dream is because I'm fearful sometimes of putting myself out there and having expectations. I've had so many people be like, your expectations are too high. And I'm like, no, I have huge dreams. And my expectations of those, I have to have patience with it because I know that I can get into those dips of disappointment. But that's a whole other podcast, you guys, seriously. So let's not go down that road. Let's move on to tip number 3. Okay, you need to, and this is what will help you with what I was just talking about. You need to find a bigger meaning besides just yourself and your happiness. That's a huge meaning and it's awesome, but you need to find a bigger meaning and a bigger connection. And you need to think about it this way. Think of signs from the universe, signs from maybe somebody that's passed on. Now, I'll tell you something that happened to me when we moved into this house that is totally my mother. Because if you guys have been listening to this podcast, you know my mom passed away in November of 2022. And it was right after her birthday, which is in October. And I have seen so many clear, could not excuse away signs. I've had dreams that she's been in. She's been telling me she's okay, all of these things. And when we moved into this house, and I will really try not to get choked up. When we moved into this house, I've been noticing pennies all over the place. And my niece, Megan, she has had signs from Nana that were pennies. And the song Pennies from Heaven comes up all the time. You know the Louis Prima song? Anytime it rains, pennies from heaven, shoo-be-doo-be. It literally comes on the radio, or I will be looking for a song for my tap class and that song just comes up and I go, okay, mom, I'll play the song. And there's been little pennies. There's been pennies everywhere. Now, we just moved into this house. You know, we have everything in boxes and, you know, I don't have any loose change. I don't really have loose change that I have that I keep. I have like a little, what are those loose change things that you push the money in and it counts it for you? Like we have those, but I don't have loose change just flying around. So we walk into our new house and we're getting moved in and it's our first night staying there. We're so excited. It's our first night sleeping there all together as a family. And we just got so giddy excited and I walked into the kitchen barefoot and my toe hit something on the floor and I was like, oh my God, what's that? And this place is impeccable and the kitchen floor is this cool tile. So I walked in and I kicked it and I look and it's a penny. And I literally picked the penny up and it says 1945. And that's the year my mom was born. So I literally was like, there is no possible way that is not my mother. It just gave me chills just thinking about that. And so I picked it up and I looked at it. I held it in my hand and I said, yes, mom, we're in the house. We did it. You guys, I said I wasn't going to get choked up, but I did. We did it. we got into a house, and I really believe that was me in alignment and my whole family in alignment with this gift that was being given to us. And it happened because I believed it. Okay, I'm gonna pull it together. But woo, I'm not kidding. There are things I could excuse that away, you guys. I totally could have excused that away. But I'm not going to do that because I refuse to live my life that way. I refuse to not see gifts from the universe and signs from God, however you see it. But I believe that there is a higher power working towards my good in my life. And I have gone through so much. If you guys have read my stories, that's just that's just two books, you guys. But I really want that for other people. I really do want everybody to believe that they can manifest things they want in their life by just starting with these three tips and really getting yourself into alignment and being so thankful. I am so unbelievably grateful all the time for the gifts that I have, you guys. I just don't really think anyone understands how grateful I am that I can get so emotional, because I was like, yes, thank you. This is the perfect sign I needed to know that I'm in the right place. And, you know, we know when we're in the right place, right? We know when we've walked into the right room. We know when somebody comes to have a drink with us or coffee with us or a meal with us, and we just have this inhalation and exhalation of love, and you know that person is just feeding your energy. You know when you're on stage, and this is for my performers out there, when you're on stage and you are lighting up your energy and everything you're doing is in alignment with joy and beauty and music and sharing your gifts, you know that feeling. It's why we want to get back on stage. And it's not about our ego and look at me and show. It is a sharing of your energy. And that is what I want everybody to feel. And I want to feel that for the rest of my life. I think I don't have any time for anything else. So please take these three tips to manifest success and love and things that you want in your life, whether it's a cup of coffee or a house, and pay attention to the signs in your life and where you feel that you belong and if you're going in the right direction. Because I really, really do believe that all of this is something energetically that we have something to do with. I do believe that we can block ourselves from goodness. And a lot of times, and this is a bigger topic altogether, but a lot of times that feeling of being blocked or anxiety or depression is you're not in the right place in your life. You're not doing what you love. Because I've been there, you guys. You're not connected to what you love. You're not connected to that energy I was talking about. And so don't ever waste your time doing things that don't connect you to that energy, okay? That's how you manifest success, and it just keeps rolling into the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. And then people just want to be around you and you want to be around them, and you're lifting each other up. Okay. So remember, you are meant to be blissful in this world, and you are supposed to have vision for what you want. That's when going back to the first tip I said, where you state it, that's vision. Have vision for what you want and be grateful for where you are right now. And I promise you, learn to manifest success in your life, and it will be an amazing journey. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. Have a great weekend.